music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? Let's hear it, Manny. No, you can play it right now. This is the song by Carl Klang, ladies and gentlemen, that sets the tone of the program. Stay tuned. Blinded by the Lies. That's the name of it. That tells all we need to know, doesn't it? Sure does. Do we have it, Manny? Here it comes. Here it comes. That's it. That's it. Let your fingers do the walking, sir. Okay. I'm ready. I'm waiting with bated breath. You have it? All right, I'll tell you what. Hold off, and when we come back from the next break, I want to use that song. All right, Manny. Thank you. He'll take care of it, ladies and gentlemen. He takes him a while, but he will get it straight. Anyway, I have to apologize for last night. Last night, we lost the last 10 minutes or so of the program because of this technical problem that developed, and I'm still not sure if it's on RBN's end or my end of my Comrex system or not, but everything seemed to be functioning well here. So tonight we tried it again before we went on, since, as you know, there was a rebroadcast during Mike Piper's show, and a very old one, but in any event, it was on. We tried it, and there was a little bit of static and interference breaking up, as it were, but so far it has been okay. I checked a couple of connections on my end. Right now it seems to be working. But in the event, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, that we do have a problem, we'll have to come to you by regular telephone rather than the microphone. So, in any event, don't worry, don't panic. Please don't call my house. Don't call the office. Don't call me. There are some of you who will do that. I understand. But I can't handle it. I don't have a secretary. I don't have an office staff. I don't have any individuals that are volunteers here that will handle the flood of calls. So just call Manny at RBN. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, tonight we do have an open forum. We don't have any guests tonight. Tomorrow night, we will have Dr. Jerry Corsi back. It's been a very long time, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and you know he's written several books, one having to do with John Kerry and the Swift Boat veterans and so forth, and the latest, of course, with Jim Gilchrist and having to do with the Invasion USA. And, of course, he can be read on worldnetdaily.com. Well, tomorrow night, Dr. Corsi will be here to discuss with us his views and what he sees happening with regard to this invasion USA and the North American Union, about which he has written quite a bit. So that will be for tomorrow night. Later in the month of June, we have booked Devi Kidd, another author and writer, I believe June 25th for an hour or so. Busy person, but we have booked them as well. All right, we'll be back. And we'll hopefully have the song Blinded by the Lies as we come back with a lot to talk about tonight. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Thank you, Manny. We'll return.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so all alone, like I'm the only one? Even though your eyes are open, they may never ever see. Your mind may never comprehend this sinful subtlety. Your heart may never hunger for the truth that sets you free. Your soul may know the darkness of divine eternity. Like petty thieves who plunder in the shadows of the night, they break inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poisoning of the soul? These lies that blind your eyes, blinded by the lies.
Have your indeed. All right, Manny, thank you. Thank you. We got a clear picture now of what's happening in our nation today. We are being blinded as a people, blinded by the lies, indeed. The lies that never seem to cease, whether it's from the White House, whether it's from the Congress, and even, yes, indeed, even the Supreme Court. Most of all, the lies continue to come not just from the government, but from the so-called mainstream media, which unfortunately is the author of lies, as you can hear and you can see with the daily reports that emanate from the news bureaus of the so-called big ones. NBC, CBS, MSNBC, ABC, Fox, all of them. And unfortunately, as you can see and hear, all of them are part of the cover-up business. And you thought that they were in the business of uncovering. Well, if they were, we wouldn't be having to do it here at RBN and alternative media. For you newcomers, for those of you just spinning the dial and listening in tonight, that's what RBN is about, and that's what this program, Uncensored Radio Free America, is all about. Uncensored Radio Free. Radio Free. You remember the days when we used to hear about Radio Free Europe? A Europe that was enslaved because of American interventionism in the 1940s? Well, unfortunately, we here are under an enslavement today in America. We don't know it. People dare not admit it. But in fact, we are slaves. We are slaves to the lies that are taking our people, our nation, our heritage, and the law of the land down. George Bush is the commander in chief. Yes, he is our Nero, not our hero. But all of what George Bush does and what Dick Cheney does and what Harry Reid does and Nancy Pelosi does and the rest of them can only be had with the absolute silence and the compliance of the controlled media. Were it not for the control of the media, all of this would be impossible, ladies and gentlemen. So rather than uncovering and unearthing and bringing to us news of significance, news that is earth-shattering, news for which the very foundation of the nation is threatened, they indeed are covering up. I told a doctor that today, that I went to see my eye doctor. And I, he's a little crazy to begin with, of course. First, he's a Rhode Islander, but besides that, he's a little strange. And no matter what I says, he's going to say the opposite. He's going to say the opposite just to get me going. But we talked about 9/11, and here we go again. You know, the Muslims, and they want to kill us, and so on and so forth, and all of this. And I said, well, all you have to do is ask yourself some basic questions about 9/11. And since George Bush refuses to answer them, and Mr. Cheney likewise, and the Congress refuses to answer them or even ask them, you have to realize that the story that has been given us about 9/11 is a crock. It's pure pablum. I said George Bush is protected by the media. The media love George Bush. Oh, no, they hate Bush. I said, yeah. just like Satan and the devil hate each other.
Uh-uh.
Don't work that way. In fact, none of what George Bush is doing, and he knows what they're doing because I've told him what they're doing, to destroy American sovereignty. Osama couldn't do it. Hussein couldn't do it. The Arabs can't do it. But George Bush is. Dick Cheney is. The Democrats are. They're doing what these people could never do. They're taking America down. See? They are the traitors in our midst. Well, for those who have ears to listen and will hear, that message rings loud and clear. But for those who don't want to hear, for those who wish to bury their heads in the proverbial sand, of course, they won't hear. And no amount of talking, no amount of convincing, no amount of logic, no amount of facts, no amount of truth is going to change their mind. Because they have no mind. They really don't. They don't have a mind. If they had a mind, I wouldn't have to be the one to tell people. They know it. They figure it out on their own, obviously. How do you think I got here? How do you think I learned to question every single thing that the government and the media tell us? Everything they say. You say that's a sad state of affairs when you can't trust your own government. I don't think it's sad. I think it's wonderful. Because it's not my government. It's an alien government. It's a government that is running amok with our freedoms, our liberties. It's a government that's out of control. And guess what? That was the basis of the foundation of the Republic, supposedly. Don't trust power in the hands of politicians, judges, bureaucrats, because they'll let you down every single time. And eventually they'll destroy you. They'll destroy the freedoms that you have, freedoms that they can't give or take away. God-given freedoms, right? Amen. So, having said that, indeed, as Carl Klang has illustrated in his song, we are blinded by the lies. And part of the reason is that we refuse to accept reality. When I told this eye doctor, I told him, my goodness, you can't believe that George Bush and Dick Cheney would be implicated in 9/11 when they have every reason to do it, every reason to allow it to happen. All you have to do is just look back to Roosevelt and what he did in Pearl Harbor. Oh, well, that's a different war. It's a different story. No, it isn't. Same story, the same deception, the same pattern. Well, we don't know that for sure. Oh, yes, we do. Everything has been declassified now. And, of course, as you know, on my program, people who listen to us, Tom Kimmel, who is the grandson of Admiral Kimmel, who along with husband Short, of course, took the fall for Pearl Harbor, has done a yeoman's job of reassembling all the facts, proving conclusively that not only did Roosevelt know where the attack would be, he knew when it was going to take place, and they knew every single detail through Operation Magic. Now it's all declassified, but who cares? The media don't care. It's too important. Hey, I mean, young people might not be dying in Iraq today if they knew the truth about Roosevelt. So why should we tell them? Let's play cat and mouse. Let's play Bush against us. Let's play the game, the dialectic. And that's all they're playing, is the dialectic. And the dummies will believe it's real. They won't question it. They'll say, hey, look, it must be so. If the media say Bush is doing all these bad things, they must hate Bush. Bush must be doing good, and we should back Bush. That's the logic of the dimwit. All right. And there are many dimwits out there, believe me. We'll be right back to get going. And I got a lot to get going, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start with Chuck Baldwin's column today. Rick Adams, Radio Avengers, stay tuned for more.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. So far, so good. I'm coming in clear, and we hope it stays that way. We've got a bunch of callers on the line, and I will get to you momentarily, but I did want to begin the program by referencing the column today in Chuck Baldwin's forum. You can go to it at www.chuckbaldwin, that's B-A-L-D-W-I-N, live, chuckbaldwinlive.com/ C2007. And then you hit another forward slash, and it is CB Archive 2007-0522 HTML. Anyway, just go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com. You'll see what he says. He quotes from Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's most often quoted phrase, where Juliet asks Romeo, "What's in a name?" "That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." Well, according to George Bush and Harry Reid, their immigration bill, by any other name they wish to attach to it, still stinks, as he says. It's still amnesty, and it stinks. Hopefully, readers are aware that the Bush-Kennedy amnesty bill is being debated in the U.S. Senate this week, with both the White House and Senate leaders hopeful of quick passage. The proposed immigration bill, as it's called, would immediately give all illegal aliens already in the United States, quote, probationary citizenship. It would also put an estimated 60 million immigrants, quote-unquote, on the path to citizenship over the next 20 years. In exchange for granting U.S. citizenship to tens of millions of illegals, the bill promises to, quote, better protect America's borders. What is abundantly clear is that the federal government's idea of border enforcement is totally without meaning or merit. Consider the fact that the U.S. already has copious laws against illegals, including punishment for businesses that hire them. So what good have these laws done? He asks. Very little. No one with any sense of objective truth believes that the Bush administration is serious about border enforcement. No one. Therefore, how can anyone believe that more promises of border enforcement will accomplish any more than with existing laws? The plain truth is, George W. Bush, Ted Kennedy, John McCain et al. Are simply hell-bent to provide amnesty to tens of millions of illegal aliens, and this bill will give them the power to do it. Do I need to convince readers that any kind of amnesty will put America on the fast track to ruin? The United States simply cannot absorb upwards of 60 million, mostly unskilled, non-English-speaking migrants in the next few years. It just is not possible. America is reaping the consequences of unbridled illegal immigration. Americans are being squeezed out of work by illegals who will work at significantly reduced wages. Of course, our unemployment is low. Americans are working two or three jobs or more just to make ends meet. Well, add to the strain of the loss of good-paying jobs the strain of an ever-growing financial burden to taxpayers. Heritage Foundation scholar Robert Rector recently released a new study entitled The Fiscal Cost of Low-Skill Households to the U.S. Taxpayer. In the report, Rector notes, two-thirds of the millions of illegals in this country fall into the category of low-skill households. Contrast that with just 10% of native-born Americans falling into the category. Even writing for National Review Online, Byron York states, Rector found that in 2004, the most recent year for which figures are available, low-skill households received an average of $32,138 per household, the great majority in the form of means-tested aid and direct benefits. Against that, Rector found that low-skill households paid an average of $9,689 in taxes. In the final calculation, he found the average low-skill household received $22,449 more in benefits than it paid in taxes. And according to WorldNet Daily, if the lower figure of 12 million aliens is used for estimation purposes, the current total tax burden translates to $2.2 trillion? Holy mackerel. So, as he says, to sum up, you can read the whole column online. He says, in light of all of the above, how in the world can Bush and Senate leaders proceed with plans to explode the growth of unskilled immigrants in the United States? Well, the answer lies within the details of the bill. My friends, the bill is the end of America. This bill, this agreement they have come to, is a treasonous agreement. All of them should have their heads on the guillotine blade. Every single one of them, including George Bush, especially George Bush. All right. Anyway, that's it. That's it. We'll be back. I'm going to start taking phone calls when we return right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We shall return in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Mm-hmm. First thing I would agree with that that man, Bill Clinton, ever said. I agree with him. I agree with him on that. He's right about one thing. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. 1-800-313-9443. We have a lot of calls, so I'm going to go right to them now. First off is Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening to you.
Thank you. Good evening to you. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It must be very frustrating to continue this battle and to talk to your doctor or to talk to the brick wall.
There are some people that have brains and there are others that don't. But you can argue till the cows come home, and they just don't want to hear it. I mean, they really don't want to hear it because they love George Bush. And they love killing Muslims. They just absolutely adore the idea of going and bombing other people in other parts of the world, just like we did with the Japanese and the Germans. And, hey, let's do it all over again. Let's have fun. This is their mindset.
Unfortunately, you're correct. My hat is off to you and RBN and for continuing this broadcast, so we can have an open discussion about the facts.
Amen.
Right, And you're right about the history. You're right about Chuck Baldwin's article and sharing that. But unfortunately, this amnesty bill, to me, is making the American citizen a second, is creating a second class status for American citizens under the proposed legislation, because this administration wanted to make certain that the illegals would have no back taxes owed, no interest or penalties on their noncompliance, whereas American citizens have to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. This was reported on the Lou Dobbs show this evening.
Yes.
Also, they are to be given free legal assistance when there are issues involving their status, and that assistance will be paid for by the American taxpayer. Illegals will be given in-state tuition, whereas citizens from various states that go to that attend colleges, public universities, and other states have to pay out-of-state tuition, but not illegals. They get in-state tuition. There has been no cost-benefit determination of this proposed amnesty, but embedded in all these pages, there seems to be an underlying motive here called the North American Union.
Bingo.
Yes, and I'm so happy to hear in your opening statements that Dr. Corsi is going to return.
Yes, and, tomorrow night.
Yes, and I think he'll be able to give us some additional insight in how this amnesty bill and the North American Union fit together. And
it's like hand in glove. I mean, it has to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And now, you know, one thing that troubled me to know, and this past weekend I was reading this story written by Jim Corey, Criminal Aliens Invade the U.S., The Senate Lie of Immigration. This was on, I think it was posted on May 19th, and in the article he says Mexico saves money on their criminal justice system by exporting their criminal population to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one study alone showed 200 criminal aliens are preying on U.S. citizens right now.
Uh-huh.
With 27,834 illegal aliens being apprehended in the Tucson, Arizona sector alone. And that doesn't include all the illegals they don't catch. But, mm-hmm. I mean, we're losing American citizens. They're being robbed, maimed, and everything else. And where is this treasonous and shameful administration on that score? There is no discussion on that. Again, the controlled mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
in cahoots with the administration, mm-hmm. and both major political parties.
It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be. But we have a long history, not only going back to World War One and World War Two, but prior administrations, the Clinton administration. And you remember the episode with Mena, Arkansas,
yep.
the CIA drug-running activity
mm-hmm.
there. And when investigators tried to get it, ferret out the facts in that, and there were hearings, all of that got shut down. Investigators were killed. And the only people that could report on it, there was an Ambrose Pritchard, who was a writer for the British Electronic Telegraph. He was mm-hmm. the only one that could get the story up. The Washington Post, they were going to release a report on it.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't do anything. But this criminal shadow government, the cabal runs both political parties, and this amnesty bill, where 80-some percent of America opposes it, they could care less, these political leaders. They could care less about the November election. And where are the Democrats? The Democrats, when people voted, no more war in Iraq, what are they doing? They're falling right in line, but they are part of the problem, just like the Republican Party.
So the
American people need to continue to get on the phone, protest the amnesty bill, protest the hate crime legislation that mm-hmm. the Senate will be soon voting on. But we need to keep the heat on these people. They are undermining our country. They're committing treason against our citizens, and they are undermining their future of our children. And you know, Rick, what they're doing right now in the schools, they are emphasizing immorality. They're not emphasizing morality and integrity for our citizens. They're doing just the opposite, following the old communist game plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a psychological attack on the American people. They're trying to break our spirit, but they're not going to succeed. And they're not going to succeed with people like you, Rick. My hat again is off to you and RBN for taking the leadership and standing up. And I admire your patience, even with your doctor today.
Well, that's something that, as an ongoing thing, and he likes to bust my agates a little bit, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, he's not as dumb as he sounds, actually. He knows what's going on. They're all traitors, and I told him it doesn't matter who you vote for. Both parties are corrupt. They're both owned by the same people, and the proof of the pudding is in Ron Paul. Who? Ron who? Ron who, he said?
Oh, yeah.
I said, Ron Paul. Haven't you heard of him? Didn't hear of, but never heard of Ron Paul. Well, I said, there's a reason why you've never heard of Ron Paul. It's because Ron Paul actually has something to say.
Absolutely.
Unlike most of the other, if not all of the other candidates, he's telling you the truth. So he's got to be censored, blocked out, and removed. We can't allow that. We can't allow the American people to know what's going on. After all, we're the media.
Right, where's the media?
And we are the media. We're the liars.
Right.
That's what they want us to see.
Right, and speaking of Ron Paul, a very outspoken critic of the North American Union and the NAFTA and all these free trade deals that have undermined the middle class and CAFTA and the free trade areas of America and the NAFTA superhighway system, he's repeatedly spoken out on that. Do you think in the two debates that he's participated, they would give him one question that way?
Nope.
No.
Absolutely not.
They won't even give him a question on immigration.
Well, you know the people not to vote for, by the way, the media tell us to vote for them. So we can pretty much eliminate most, if not all, of the other candidates completely.
Right. And, Rick, I'm looking forward to your show tomorrow night with Dr. Corsi and D.V. Kidd, who is another great writer coming up next month. And appreciated that your recent discussion with Deanna Spigola.
Yes.
These are outstanding writers and true patriots.
Well, we hope to be able to get more of them in the print to come on and talk with us on the program. We need to get the words out.
Right. And is Bob Chapman coming up again?
Yes, every month he's coming up, and he'll be back in the middle of June on usually it's a Wednesday night edition.
Okay.
So he will be back around the third week, I think the third Wednesday of June.
Okay, great.
Every month. Thank you, Ernie.
And thank you.
All right. 800-313-9443 is the number, and now we have Bob in Florida, I believe. Hello, Bob. Is that Bob? Are you there, Bob? Bob? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. He dropped off. All right. Well, we'll get him back on, maybe. We have, let's see, we have Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Speaking of Ron Paul, who's a good man and he's doing everything he can, but he will never be allowed to get anywhere, as we both well know,
mm-hmm.
because even if he would, get unanimous support from the American public, like mm-hmm. against the immigration bill,
right.
Because these people will kill him before they'll let him get anywhere, just like they did, what's his name, in 1935, Huey Long?
Yeah.
And they did, they took out George Wallace with a
mm-hmm.
gunshot. They'll take anybody out mm-hmm. that has any chance of rocking the boat.
They do have a way of doing that, huh?
Yes, that's their last resort. First, yeah. they'll slander them, they'll ignore them, they'll do everything in a book, and if that don't work, they'll
uh-huh.
kill them.
Uh-huh. You
know, that's what they did in Russia, my yeah. goodness.
And they don't have to use a bullet to do it. I mean, accidents can be arranged.
Absolutely.
Plane
use crashes a bullet if they
can
have
be
to.
Arranged, you know?
They'll use a bullet if they have to, because they'll find some stooge somewhere to put a bullet in them if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they found stooges through, Weiss that shot Huey Long, mm-hmm. and what's his name that shot George Wallace?
Timothy Heinen?
Yeah.
Allegedly?
Anybody, They'll find a nut somewhere that they can program.
I'm sorry, Timothy Heinen was the guy that worked for the Milwaukee police, I believe, at the time, who was following the case about George Wallace and the alleged assassin
yeah.
of George Wallace. And once again, we were led to follow the path of money, and the money came from the CIA.
Absolutely. These people control. People don't understand. These people control everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything except a few people's minds, which they're getting ready to control those if they possibly can, or get rid of us, so to speak.
Hey, look, you know, the scriptures tell us there's nothing new under the sun. This happened thousands and thousands of years ago. It was the same then as it is now.
And I was going to bring that up because I'm amazed that whoever wrote these articles 2,000 years ago or whatever, I'm amazed at how they understood human psychology to predict that in the last days, the number of people that actually knew what was going on would be, I don't forget how what phrase they used, how few they would be. The number of people that the lemmings would go along with would be like the numbers of sand on the beach, so
how
to speak.
How broad is the path to damnation, and many there be that find it.
And like your eye doctor or whatever he was, these people will follow him just like lemmings right off the cliff, and they'll look at each other and grin as they head right to the edge of the cliff.
Oh, absolutely. They hate the liberals, you see. That's why they love George Bush, because George Bush is against the liberals, they say. How do you like that?
Well, I know. I go through the same thing in my own family, you know.
I mean, this
is
the warped and narrow thinking of people, and like I say over and over again, once they go down that mindset and their minds are closed, if they have any mind, forget it. You're wasting your time. Kick the dust off your heels, the scripture says, and move on to the next person.
But it's amazing how those people thousands of years ago realized what human nature is and what people would do, because I guess they knew this. People must have been the same back then, I assume.
Human nature, since the fall, you know, mankind. That's what it's all about. The sin today, the sin yesterday and tomorrow is all the same, my friend. There's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing ever changes.
And politicians today, Jim, are just as rotten and evil and corrupt as they were 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 years ago.
They should all change their first name to Judas, and they should say, sit around and clank on their 30 pieces of silver, because that's what they're doing to the American public.
Yeah. I mean, they're a dime a dozen. You get rid of Bush, look at how many people you have lined up to take his place. You get rid of Cheney, same thing. You know, it's not Bush or Cheney. There's your symptoms. Symptoms of the problem.
They're mere puppets. As Lynn and Cullen were useful idiots, and they're a dime a dozen.
You got it, Jim. Thank you very much for your contribution. Appreciate it. We got Bob back from Florida, I believe. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Rick. You know, your show is very, very good. Your callers are wonderful.
They make the show, definitely.
It is. You know, and it's a sad situation when we start blaming ourselves, but we have to blame ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when James Madison, 250 years ago, and he was a political scientist, he's not a lawyer, and he warned us. He said, if the effective control of all three branches of government get under the same hand's control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there'll be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews because that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying you're abusing slaves, that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan, you're saying you'd be as a blacks, because that's your purpose. No, you go to our corrupt legal system and saying we're getting abused in the system, because that's your purpose. The lawyers in this country have got a stranglehold on every single citizen. The average citizen, the average family, the average company is one frivolous lawsuit away from bankruptcy. And the system of justice in the United States is you're innocent until proven broke. And remember, the fall of the Roman Empire started when the lawyers started to take over from the centurions. And that was a sad situation because the centurion seemed that everything seemed to be, you know, fairly successful. There was a Roman senator, his name was Juventus, and he was crying through the streets of Rome as he saw the economy falling, everything falling apart, and no laws and rest of it. And he kept on going with his expression, quisis custodis, ipsis custodis, which translates into, who shall guard the guardians themselves? And the answer is, we the people shall be the guardians of the Constitution. But in this case, the lawyers have taken over a single same-hands control. They've taken over the government of the Roman Empire, and it fell. And if we don't get back to separation of powers, checks and balances, and avoid the same-hands corrupt control that we have today, we're probably destined for the same future. And it's sad because we can do something. I'm asking people out there to read this book. It's called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language, Index for Today's Political Issues, edited by Mary E. Webster of the Webster Dictionary Family. That's something that could make a difference. This book should be put in there. We passed a law in the state of Florida this past year to make it mandatory reading for all the students to read the Federalist Papers in modern language. Believe it or not, the trial lawyers in the Senate saw the bill, and they realized it's going to jeopardize their power, and they put the finish of that bill. I mean, it's just like they had nothing to do with this bill. You know, get this book out of our lives. Get it. We don't need the Federalist Papers. We just need more lawyers in government so we can destroy more lives. And we'll never solve the immigration problem, because every time you bring an immigrant into the country, he usually has to pay $5,000 or $10,000 to a lawyer to make sure that he is legal in the country. Mm-hmm. And this is the sad part about it. And these same lawyers, I mean, it's you know, there's a group called the ABA, American Bar Association.
Yep.
I call them awful bad attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Because more things they're doing is just tying a bigger knot around everybody's neck. And people are not going to be able to. We have the most prisoners of any country in the world. We have the most prisoners in jail. And every one of these prisoners has got to look for a lawyer in order to get out of jail. And it's sad, because they just keep on making more laws to benefit their own profession.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Bob, for drawing it to our attention again. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more calls in just 3 minutes from now on the program Uncensored Radio Free America on rbnlive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All righty. Well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800 313-9448 is the number. Having a lot of good conversation tonight. This is fantastic. That's what I love about the program and the audience, that we have people from all over the world who listen to the program. Got a call from Germany today, and we've got people listening there, people listening in France, in Asia, people listening all over, even in Washington, D.C., the citadel of evil. Let's take another call. Garen from Rhode Island. Garen Green, hello.
Yes.
Hi, Garen.
Now, Rick, you're not trying to tell us that politicians could be corrupt and could lie and could say things like, I will not send American boys overseas to die in a foreign war, while he's doing everything he can to instigate a war.
No, Franklin, and, I wouldn't accuse you of
no,
that.
No, no. And a politician would say, I am not a crook, when he's one of the biggest crooks that...
I did not have sex with that woman. She had sex with me.
Yeah, and that a politician would not say, I did not have sex with that woman with his little fingers there sticking out. And a politician wouldn't say, I don't believe in nation building. I believe in a humble foreign policy. You can't tell me that these people are all lying.
No.
I just can't
believe it. It's me. I'm deluded.
Rick,
I believe in these conspiracy theories.
You are a conspiracy theorist.
Definitely.
You're a conspiracy nut. You're a kook. All these people, they cannot be lying.
No.
They never lie. No.
No.
No, no never, never, no one.
I am not a crook.
No.
trust me, ladies and gentlemen, no. I am the president.
No one.
I am not a crook.
No one or no American could ever be tempted by their own greed and lust.
It's always the other guy. It's Saddam Hussein. It's Hitler. It's Stalin. It's this or that. Our leaders wouldn't lie.
No, they're our leaders.
How can they lie?
They would.
How can they murder? They steal. That's what I was telling this doctor. I said, who do you think pulled off 9/11? Who had the reason to do it, you know? Osama. I said, a man in a cave eating worms that can't even take care of his own bodily needs. He's directing this synchronous effort on the part of the Islamo-fascist and so forth. And he manages to pull it off. Only he could do it. Only he could pull it off, have NORAD go in the opposite direction, not respond, even after the second plane was up. No, no, it had to be Osama. It had to be. No one else could have done that.
Well, Rick, you can't put anything past the person who hates us because of our freedom.
That's it. Our freedom. Now, what freedom? Bill Clinton says we have no freedom.
No.
I agree with him.
I don't believe any of these politicians have ever lied, have ever done anything wrong. When they're American, they're magically above being corrupt or able to lie. Now, I just can't believe anything different.
Well, I can understand. I can understand. You're convincing me now.
They're all good people.
Garen, you're convincing
me. They're all good people, these people. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Nixon, Carter, all the way, what's-his-face there, LBJ, Rosenfeld, first, and whatever. They're all good
Truman.
People.
Truman.
Yeah, Truman. And
Eisenhower. Now, Eisenhower, how could he lie?
No. How could someone like, I like Ike, and with a slogan like that, how could someone like that ever lie?
There you go.
No. I cannot believe these things.
If you want to hang on, you can, Garen, but we got to take a quick break for a minute, all right? Hour number two coming up. Stay where you are, Garen, if you wish. But we'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere Talk Radio.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source.